table, settle down.
Because it's time.
Time for what?
Showtime.
When does it start?
Right now. 3, 2, 1.
Let's get on with the show.
Let's do it.
All right, everybody, it's 6 minutes after the hour here on NBC 1260 and 96.1 FM. This is the Daily Blender. I'm your good friend, your radio pal, Jeffrey O'Brien. Melissa is filling in for Pam. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very fabulous. Thank you.
Well, that's great. That was some very polite conversation.
Yes, right?
We are not Skip used that. To that crap on this show.
Okay.
How are you really doing?
No, it sucks. Life sucks. I hate drivers.
Yeah? Oh, you had a rough drive-in?
No, but every day I encounter some, you know, semi-idiot on the road. Am I allowed to say that?
If every day you're encountering trouble on the road, you have to start to wonder, is it you?
It might be me.
We know it for sure it's Morris. Morris in there pushing the buttons, taking your calls at 480-423-1260. So you had a little run-in, or...?
Well, I just don't like when people are, like, right on your bumper behind you. When they're right on your bumper and you're doing the best you can, it's in the morning.
Morris likes it when people are on his bumper.
Yes, I do.
Oh, well, that's a personal problem, I guess.
It really is.
No, I just don't like when people tailgate me and it's the morning. We're all going to work. Why are you in a hurry to go to work? I don't get that.
Well, first thing, I don't care if they're tailgating me, because if they hit me, they get the ticket and I get a new back a car, maybe, you know.
That's a good point.
So I
like your optimism.
I try not to care too much what the guy behind me is doing. I try to worry more about what I'm doing in front of me because, I don't want to hit somebody myself and end up, in a lot of trouble.
Yes, I agree with that.
So you got to get zen-like with your driving.
I actually tried that. I usually turn my radio on really loud so that I can kind of block out everything else. But today I thought, you know, I'm just going to turn it off just for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work.
Yeah. Sometimes I like to be alone with my thoughts and I'll be driving and I'll be like, oh, to hell with this. I got to turn the radio back on.
Yeah, right.
Gee, that's a scary place to go when you go into your deeper mind. Hey, did you see the moon? We had like a full moon. And so like the last few mornings driving in from the east side, I see this big white moon hanging there.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. At first I thought, is that John McCain? Pasty white thing? No, it's not. It's the moon.
It was. It was really pretty.
And NASA has just launched satellites to study the moon's inner core. Evidently, they're trying to find... There are some particles on the moon, I poop you not, that are super, power. They're like
Superman?
Helium-3, I think is what it's called. And that stuff, if we get some of that stuff here on the planet, it'll fuel things for, like, years. No joke.
Wow. It's like kryptonite. No, wait. Not kryptonite. What's the other one?
It's, I don't know.
I don't either.
Dilithium crystals for Star Trek geeks. Yeah. I don't know. But so they're studying it. They're trying to figure out what's on the moon. And I thought maybe there's some things you'd like to know about the moon maybe you didn't know.
Absolutely.
I would like to know.
I did some reading because the moon is fascinating.
It is fascinating.
First off, did you know there actually is an atmosphere on the moon? But
no.
The astronauts have to wear hermetically sealed spacesuits on it because it smells like Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
So that's just to keep them safe.
Hey, that sure. might be a good smell.
Oh, no, baby. Trust me, it's not. It's not. Also, as you look at the moon, it's easy to say it's cold, it's barren, and it's lifeless, and it's white, just like North Dakota. And next year, Barack Obama actually has a better chance of being elected president of it.
Ooh.
Beyond that, he has no chance. And here's another thing about the moon. According to the werewolf legend, when certain people look at it, they turn into Khloe Kardashian.
Oh.
Get a little neck beard going on. Yeah.
Lamar.
They look alike, though. Is it so strange?
The Wolfman and Khloe.
And Lamar.
And you never see... Oh, really? I never thought of that.
They look like kind of brother and sister, even though they're like interracial.
I was going to say, she's a large black man? I didn't know that. Yeah. And just like your deceased grandmother, it's constantly looking down at you from above without making you feel guilty about masturbating, though. That's the difference, I guess.
Yeah.
There, yeah. And the moon is the only surface in the universe with more craters than Seal's face.
Oh,
you're never going to survive without proactive. So evidently there is astronaut DNA on the moon. Come on, you know you'd do it too if you had the chance.
If you could stay grounded.
I'm just saying. The first astronauts to land on the moon came back with no hubcaps. They landed on the dark side of the moon.
It's a rough neighborhood. Yeah.
Nice.
Did you know the moon is slowly being drawn closer to the Earth? They used to think it was being pulled away, but now it turns out it's being closer to the Earth by the gravitational pull of Tyra Banks' forehead. Huge. Now, the moon is the most frozen, most desolate landscape this side of the Clinton bedroom.
Nice.
That's right. I'm going to the 90s. Thank you. And it used to be the drummer for The Who. No, I'm sorry. That was things you didn't know about,
like,
Keith
what?
Moon. Oh, I'm sorry. That shouldn't be on there. Yeah. The moon is the only thing in the universe more devoid of life than the Indiana... damn it.
The what? The Indiana...
The Colts.
Oh, offensive line. I like the Colts.
Well, that fell apart on the launch pad, didn't it?
I like the Colts.
So the moon is actually angry. Have you noticed this lately? Sometimes the moon looks angry. It's furious that its name has become a verb described with pulling your pants down and showing somebody your ass. How would you like it if it became known as the Melissa? Dude, this guy just Melissa'd me on the freeway.
That's like, I like that. It's you kind like of a compliment.
Being
right?
mooned should be a compliment?
Well, isn't it like saying, that in a foreign country?
The moon is
know.
Saying, oh, like, really? So basically, I look like an ass up here. Man, the moon
but
has
it's
nothing.
Bright and pretty, so there's got to be some parallel.
Although nice
and
that's round. A good point. Some ass moons would be nice.
Looks like it's got a face on it. Those are qualities to having an ass.
This is sad, though. The man who in the moon, he's actually facing foreclosure. That's sad.
He's moving out.
It's a bad economy.
Really?
And finally, it has a geochemically distinct crust and a soft nougaty caramel center.
And there's more.
I want to eat the moon. I love nougat.
Moon pies.
I love caramel.
Moon pies, right?
Yes, moon pies are awesome. They don't look anything like the moon, though.
Yeah, I don't know who came up with that idea, but...
So there you go. Everyone, I feel like we've all learned just a little bit of something this morning.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
I'm not sure
I'm
that
a smarter human being.
If you're a kid and you're going to school, don't...
pay attention.
Yeah, don't use it. That won't be on the test for you. That's advanced stuff. So, we're going to talk about women's later. We have Women's Gone Wild coming up in a while, but I want to ask you a question. Now, this has been in the news. People have been talking about it. I have been stalked. I've been properly stalked. I've had people who just won't stop calling me. I've had people who have tried to mess up my other relationships in real life. People have messed with me, and I don't know if it's because of this, what I do here for a living, or just what the deal is, but have you ever had that problem? Anybody's like stalking you and giving you a hard time?
Yeah, I actually have.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. This Dutch woman, did you hear about this? There's this woman in Amsterdam. Would you think, Amsterdam, you can get pot, and she would just chill the bleep out. But prosecutors are charging a 42-year-old woman with stalking after she allegedly called her ex-boyfriend 65,000 times in the 1 year.
65,000?
65,000 times.
About 200 times a day?
Holy
Let's
crap.
Do some daily blender math on this thing. Let me bring up
get that cell phone bill out.
Calculator.
I'm going to guess 174 times a day.
I'm thinking that she basically has to have unlimited. That is 178 times a day.
I was only off by
oh
four.
Oh, my God.
Divide that
like
by
a math wizard.
Yeah.
Divide by 24. That's 7 times an hour. I don't know. I might even be wrong. It might be worse.
You guys,
my math might be bad.
I mean,
yeah, she did. She called him 65,000 times.
Well, what happened? Is she in jail? Is there like a law against number of calls?
They arrested her, and they seized several cell phones and computers from her house. I guess, the guy's like, we didn't even go out.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, we didn't have a relationship, but he's 62, she's 42, and she just went and cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs on this guy.
Oh my God, older love.
I mean, I've had a thing where you just have to basically turn off your phone and walk away.
Or get a new phone number. I've had to do that.
There is a point where you would think 65,000 damn calls. You think maybe
I just
want to
know how much it is.
8,000. You'd be like, it's time for a new number.
Yeah, right.
He must really like his cell phone number. He's like, I like the phone number.
Well, he's 62. He probably doesn't even answer it.
He doesn't know how to use it.
Calling.
What's that?
He's probably the only person calling him.
Right. Yeah, right.
So that's how bad it is if you're a stalker and your target is an old guy with no friends, nobody in his life. He's like, I'm so lonely. Oh, crap, not her. You know, you think he talked to her.
It might have been giving him a little bit of self-esteem. Can we go that route?
I don't know. I don't think so. Did you feel self-esteem when you were stalked? I sure didn't.
No.
I was like, great.
I got a little nervous.
Great, I'm attracting a nut job. That's all I need. But 65,000 times.
Trying to stay positive.
Now I feel bad about ignoring my stalker. You know?
You should.
She didn't send 65. You can say damn it. You just can't say what you said on the air yesterday.
All right. Sorry, people.
And there are a couple other hot button words that we'll fill
you
in.
Yeah, and I don't use those words. And I'm telling you, I think it was a setup. a setup, people.
There was no setup. It wasn't on the paper. You can try. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what we're talking about, yesterday in the second hour of the show, we were
talking about Charlie Sheen.
Right. She was reading from a script, and the script said effed. It was a quote of somebody else.
Charlie Sheen.
And she evidently thought that she should actually say the actual word instead, and then somehow she's blaming me.
It's much more meaningful when you say it for real. But I am not trying to cause any problems.
So. Heard anyone on the radio say that, ever?
Yeah, actually, I did it before. That's the
problem.
Before
this?
Yes.
You've done it before?
It's a pattern.
Yeah. Where?
In Ashland. Did they fire you? No. Oh. There was a fine. But it was actually like a
slip. Are you kidding me? You got you got fined.
But this was years ago.
You didn't tell me this.
I didn't know it was like crucial to the day.
It's one of those things where you're like, hey, you want to fill in when Pam's gone? You're like, oh, yeah, fine. Maybe at some point, tell me a little bit about your career.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It just didn't come
up. You got
up.
An FCC fine.
No. I didn't get an FCC fine personally.
Well, the station did.
It was like a college thing. It's not a big deal.
Well, we have equipment that saved us from getting in trouble.
Yeah, I know. Thank goodness.
You can get fined if it's on the radio, but they can't give you any trouble if it's on the internet.
Yeah, gotcha.
So, but still, it was just like, that was a first for me.
I told him not to bring this up.
Did you?
Like, remember?
No.
Yesterday.
You did?
I said, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Well, you told me.
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. No worries, it's all good.
I say a lot of things. Rule one, Jeffrey lies. Yeah. So that happened. Let's not do that again today.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's what you have to think. It, when you do the show here, it's TV safe words.
Okay.
TV safe. Means
sounds good.
You can still say some
PG-13.
Stuff.
PG-13.
Yeah,
I'm
but
okay
you
with
can
that.
Say some stuff, but you can't say bleep, 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 or bleeper, bleeper.
Gotcha.
I can't even, you know, I don't even have a bleep button.
I'm on board with all of that.
Yeah. You filth.
I think Mother Bleeper is another one you want to steer clear of.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. Although that sounds really great.
Or bleep your mother.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
There's
a lot we can say you shouldn't say, but that would take too much time. So let's just stick with impolite conversation.
Sounds good.
I had no idea she's been fine before.
I was just joking. This is
awesome.
A show.
No, I just maybe we should. Maybe we need probably during the break. Gonna give her a little bit of an interview here and find out what else I've got to worry about.
I'm just here to entertain.
She could tell me about a Ponzi scheme she was involved in with Madoff, probably.
Oh yeah. Wait, that was like 5 years ago. Hot sake.
And I'm a drug mule. Yeah. No, it's wrong.
No, it's no problem. No, I have a dog for that.
Okay. Now everybody's gonna go to her Facebook page and go, she does have a dog for that. Oh my god, she takes it to Nogales.
It fits in my purse. It's what? Really cute, like Paris Hilton's dog.
There's not many drugs there, but still, it's amazing. All right, we're gonna take a break. We'll be back with your headlines, more of the Daily Blender after this.
NBC 1260.
If you or someone you love is over 62, house rich, and cash poor, then listen to this message. The Center for Sound Consumer Advice would like to send you a free consumer protection guide on a government program called Home Equity Conversion Mortgages, or Reverse Mortgages. The guide is easy to understand and informs you about the advantages and disadvantages of reverse mortgages. Did you know existing mortgages can be paid off? Did you know credit history, income, assets, or your health are not considered in being approved for a reverse mortgage? You can use the cash to repair your home, help your grandchildren, buy a car, take a cruise. If you're over 62 or know someone who is, please write down this number, 800-819-6543. That's 800-819-6543. No charge, no risk, absolutely free information so you can use your home to give you cash flow. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice today at 800-819-6543. 800-819-6543.
Sunday, nitro-powered Chrysler, 8,000 horsepower,
mayhem,
recycled oil.
Wait, what?
Yeah, NHRA champs Jack Beckman and Antron Brown use recycled oil with next-gen technology from Valvoline.
Recycled oil.
Yep.
And they win.
That's right.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. Still worried about recycled oil?
Not anymore!
Valvoline Next Gen. Made with 50% recycled oil, it's a win for your engine and the environment.
Call in and be a part of the show.
Call now.
Call now.
Call now.
480-423-1260.
George Washington said, "A free people ought to be armed."
Derby Guns of Scottsdale is known for their great customer service, fair pricing, and gun knowledge. Stop by and chat with Kate or Jim about transfers, fingerprinting, and training. Derby Guns of Scottsdale, 2515 North Scottsdale Road, just a quarter mile south of Thomas in the Wilshire Plaza. Call 480-874-1383. Online at derbyguns.com. Ask about our gun radio discount. Don't tread on me.
Play on through to Goldsmith Radio, Arizona.
Four!
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on NBC 1260. At 96.1 FM.
I guess the president is out working hard to fix the economy. Feel good about that, huh?
He's doing his best. He's gonna try.
In a new speech about his jobs plan, President Obama described himself as an eternal optimist. Isn't that nice? Yeah. Yeah, he then explained, I'm the kind of person who sees the country as half employed.
Anybody else want to be a comedian in here?
Hey, lighten up, it's a comedy.
Funny, stop.
What they want to hear on this radio station is comedy.
This is the Daily Blender with Jeffrey O'Brien.
That's funny.
Twenty-two minutes after the hour here on NBC 1260 and 96.1 FM. It's live from the Best Buy Studios, the Daily Blender. All right, what do you say? We just get right into it. Let's take a look at your headlines, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Governor Rick Perry was a no-show at a press conference to discuss Texas wildfires. In his defense, Rick Perry's hair is highly flammable. It is obvious. There's a lot of hairspray there, and he probably doesn't want to be anywhere near that mess. President Obama is moving to cut taxes. Don't worry, he's not cutting taxes for the rich, because there are no more rich. Thanks a lot, Obama. Fashion Week is in full swing in New York City. Best part of Fashion Week is actually watching George Clooney at a runway show going, I'll take her, I'll take her, I'll take her.
And it probably works.
Every time. He wakes up under a pile of money and supermodels every morning smiling.
Bastard.
Mm-hmm. I want to be him.
Yeah, so do I.
You met him? Uh-huh. Why are you whispering?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. I might get in trouble. Yeah,
no, you're allowed to say that.
Just don't say what he did to the supermodel.
Or
he was
you.
With.
Yeah. Oh. So when you met him, tell us about it.
I was actually in Cabo, San Lucas, at a party. Mm-hmm. And he was there. He's actually a very petite man. Like, I'm not joking. He is not. You know, you think
he's
George
more petite
Clooney,
than,
like, larger than life.
Really? He's smaller than me?
Yeah.
She's like, everyone's smaller than you, Jeffrey.
No, that's not what I meant. I'm just saying. But very, very classy, right?
We could
but
kick his very, ass.
But he's just very, I don't know, just petite.
Really?
Yeah.
How tall is he?
I think he's like 5'6".
I'm taller than George Clooney?
Yeah, 5'7". I'd say he's, yeah.
I could whoop George Clooney's ass.
But really, you know, he's beautiful. What can you say bad about George Clooney? But?
Nah, he's kind of a goober, but he's all right. I guess fashion, by the way. Are you into fashion?
I like fashion.
Fashion, of course, is a relative concept, okay? What Morris may consider trendy, you may consider public nudity. See? So
this might be true.
By the letter of the law, it is technically public nudity.
Right, right. Yeah.
By the letter of the law.
Yeah. We learn a lot about the legal system through Morris. Yeah.
I love it.
So, by the way, today is Positive Thinking Day.
Oh, that's great.
Nah, it'll never work. It's a stupid theme. Stupid.
I'm still trying.
I don't believe in it. Scientists seeking a cure for a feline disease that produced glow-in-the-dark cats. Did you see the video of that?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I guess they were looking for a cure for feline disease and somehow accidentally created glow-in-the-dark cats, which, on that's a plus side, it'll make them easier to run over at night.
Oh, I was going to say it would make it easier to avoid them, of course. You'd go that route.
You say potato, I say...
Potato.
Hit the gas! So Amazon is considering launching what it describes as a Netflix of books. Or as it's currently known, a library. It's a library. But I guess Amazon's going to have a library. You can check them out.
Kind of like the Kindle thing?
I guess. I got a Kindle the other day, and it died in one day.
Yeah, my parents have them, and I don't really get it.
What the hell's wrong with that thing?
What is a Kindle?
A Kindle is like a...
It's like a little pad.
iPad.
All it does is your books go in it.
Oh.
And you can read books on this little... It's like a...
I think it's a waste of money, but whatever.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool.
Oh, I don't care about
works.
Cool, but I mean, really?
I'd rather carry around this little slim pad than a giant thick book.
I'd rather carry around a book. than a Kindle.
All right, well, you take your book. I'll keep the Kindle.
And, okay, great.
Although there is something about the smell of the pages of a book.
Yeah, and your fingers touching the pages. And like,
well,
you
in
know.
Morris's case, how they stick together. Yeah, it's special.
Magazines have a good aroma.
Yeah, special.
I agree with that.
So Anderson Cooper's daytime show premiered yesterday. Did you see it? Yeah.
Anderson Cooper.
First CNN, then 60 Minutes, now this. How does he juggle all those balls? Never mind.
Isn't he a local?
Yeah, no.
Anderson what? Cooper?
No.
I thought he was from Tucson.
I don't know. That's not local, so who cares?
That's right. That's true.
I don't know where he's from. All I know is he's dreamy.
I heard he was from the fiery depths of hell. Tucson isn't that far off.
Yeah, it's close.
Right, Morris?
Marana, I think. So Kate Gosling vows she will be back on TV. In fact, she's already in talks to host next year's Super Bowl in her birth canal. She had 8 kids, people. So the elderly Santa Monica woman that hit Reese Witherspoon with her car the other day she says she feels awful. Obviously, she never saw Four Christmases, or she would not feel awful.
Aw, poor Reese.
She'd
like
have gunned it. Portia de Rossi and Ellen DeGeneres sold a TV project to NBC. Not surprisingly, the deal has tongues wagging. You can just write your own joke there. I'll wait.
Oh, my goodness. Ew.
Kathy Griffin, I guess you see that on Twitter. She stripped down to her bra and panties and flashed a window washer outside her hotel room. That man, now a telemarketer.
Right? Screw this job.
Yeah.
I jumped right off the platform.
Is it New York?
I mean, she's got a really nice body, but her face. You know, it's like the definition of butterface.
Yeah, right.
You've heard that, right?
Yeah,
butterface. Nice body, butterface.
I think Howard Stern started that? Yeah. I don't know.
Finally, George Clooney claims that President Obama is smarter than anyone he knows.
How many people does he know?
I don't know, but if the guy from the season 7 of The Facts of Life says it, I believe it. Damn right.
I don't know that show.
If Tootie would have said it, you could put it down like it's gospel. But
yeah, pretty much.
Tootie. Oh, yeah, Facts of Life.
Yeah, you take the good,
you take the bad, and there you have... The facts of life.
I like that show.
There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing now. You know Dear about God. The facts of life.
You know the second part? What the hell?
I know the whole damn song. I had the biggest crush on the manly one, Joe.
Oh, yeah. I liked Joe, too. She was cool. Actually, you know what? George Clooney was a guest appearance on that show several times. Remember? He had, like, the long
That's
hair.
What Jeffrey just said.
Hi. That's what that was. And you just gave me a look like a dog looks at a weird noise.
Okay. I must have said it differently. Try to pay attention. I'm sorry, folks.
It's time now for your wacky website of the day. And since Pam's not here to give it to us, may God have mercy on our souls. Morris, what is today's wacky website of the day?
I get to give it to you. And I think Pam would be proud because this thing is pretty wacky. It's called alienlovespredator.com.
Awesome.
And it's a weekly cartoon strip that takes the alien from the Alien movies and, Predator from the Predator movies and makes them roommates in a one-bedroom apartment in New York City. And they go through different little scenarios every day. Very funny stuff. We'll have to get a link put up on the Daily Blender's
fan page. I found it. I'll put it up here in a second.
There we go.
So do they ever kill each other?
Well, it's funny that you should ask that. The strip that's up right now has Alien talking to the Predator about how he wants to start celebrating holidays just kind of whenever the hell he feels like it. He doesn't want to follow the calendar anymore. So the Predator asks him, well, what holiday are you going to celebrate today? And Alien says, well, I want to celebrate Thanksgiving. So I bought you a turkey sandwich, and I didn't put any mayo on it because I know that you're allergic to mayo. And then the very next shot shows Predator in a hospital bed, and Alien says, April Fools.
Two holidays. Got him in.
Go check it out, people. It's fun if you're a guy. I guess girls don't care about this stuff.
Hard to explain a comic strip, but it is pretty pretty entertaining.
Especially based on a movie that really nobody should have seen was Aliens versus Predators.
Yeah,
I didn't see it.
It was horrible. Horrible. Yeah. But the comic strip looks good.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Morris. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have some entertainment news for you and more of the Daily Blender after this.
You're listening to NBC 1260. An American
soldier. These wounded warriors fought for us. It's time we fight for them. Wings for Warriors is a 501c3 nonprofit organization designed to help our combat wounded war veterans secure the health care, financial, and legal benefits they deserve. Help Wings for Warriors provide financial assistance for family members traveling to wounded loved ones at military and hospital facilities. Visit wingsforwarriors.org or call 480-779-WING.
What is work? Is work talking about working? Is work telling others to work? No, work is actually working with your hands and your brains. Work is building skyscrapers and drilling for oil. Work is loading ships and building submarines. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. And if you're serious about it, work is a pair of Red Wing boots on your feet. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Speak your mind.
Oh, cool.
Give us a call.
Pick up the phone. Pick it up.
480-423-1260.
Julie, your website looks so good. Just like you. Oh, my wife needs a new website, too. She wants to get a new job, you know. Who did your website?
iToolHost.com. It was easy. I got the $5.99 special. It included the domain name, a custom design, email, and hosting for a full year.
Only $599? Shoot, my haircuts cost more.
All I did was call 480-922-1745, and the friendly folks at iToolHost.com did everything for me. I talked to the designers and told them what I wanted, and they built a custom site just for me, and I love it.
iToolHost.com. Let's see. Holy moly!
See? Take a look at some of the $5.99 website examples.
Wow! Even my wife will like these.
Call iToolHost.com, 480-922-1745, and ask for the $5.99 special.
Julie, what are you doing later?
Listen up!
If you're up early, so are we. America's Morning News.
So hot.
3 to 6 a.m. on NBC 1260.
Coming to CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox, the all-new TV season is heating up. First, it's a fat older guy with a hot wife.
You're right, honey. I am stupid. Oh, and fat, too.
Then, it's a procedural cop drama that ran out of real crimes to investigate 2 seasons ago.
The tread pattern on the body leaves no doubt. A semi flattened this raccoon.
Followed by something else you've seen before.
If we want to stop the planet from exploding, we got 47 minutes.
Coming to CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox. Just watch us now.
Or a week from now on Hulu.
Ask not what
Jeffrey O'Brien
can do for you. Ask what you can do for
Jeffrey O'Brien.
Minutes after the hour here on NBC 1260 and 96.1 FM. And so, you know, we heard the Charlie Sheen roast has happened. It's in the can. They're putting it on the TV. Saturday night on Comedy Central? Friday night? Saturday night?
I believe Saturday.
19th. What is the 19th? Whatever day that is.
That would be next Monday.
Really?
Yeah, because the 11th was Sunday.
Right. I could have it wrong. Well, anyway, check your local listings. So we finally got some audio of it, and now who is the best roaster of probably all time? Jeffrey Ross. Have you heard him? When he goes up and he does those roasts, he is the best lines of anyone. Greg Giraldo used to be really good, but he OD'd, now he's dead. Idiot. So now all we have is Jeffrey Ross. But I have actually a clip from Charlie Sheen's roast where Jeffrey Ross goes off on the entire family.
You're the black sheep of a family responsible for 3 Mighty Ducks movies. You make your own father ashamed that he shares the same fake name as you. Charlie, you should be ashamed of yourself. Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez said they would have been here tonight, but they had a family obligation. Charlie's never lonely, don't worry. I've been up to that house. I can tell you that Charlie is stockpiling whores up there. The place is packed with whores. Charlie, you should be on Hoarders. Pretty soon he's gonna have to file for skankrupsy. Charlie, your house is under foreclosure.
So there's just a little bit of preview of what'll happen to Charlie Sheen. I didn't think that they'd be able to do much with it because Charlie Sheen is kind of done. You know what I mean? That whole thing is kind of over. It's kind of old news, but I guess this will be the final parting shots on the whole Charlie Sheen thing.
I think it's a pretty clever idea. I don't know if it was his agent or him that came up with doing a roast on himself right after he's leaving. I love that show.
Yeah.
I
saw the intro, the new intro for it, and Ashton Kutcher pops his head up and starts singing with the two guys.
Yeah.
And he has this smarmy sort of, I can't believe I'm here either look in his face. I just, right? I just want to punch him. I am sorry, but I mean, I know he's a talented guy, but just at that moment, he just had that smile. I'm just like, just go away. You're married to old Mother Hubbard. Okay, really, just walk it off, dude. Serious.
I guess he's not like completely replacing, though. He's like, what, a cousin or something? Or like,
I don't know the premise. I don't think he's actually related. I don't know. Yeah, but they are definitely killing off Charlie Sheen's character.
God, that was a good... Did you ever watch that show?
I've seen it a couple times. It's all right. See, to me, it just seemed like a little contrived. You know, it's like you saw the punchlines coming a mile away. There wasn't anything really innovative with the way they did stuff, but it was funny. I mean, they did all right. They had some good lines and stuff, but I just always kind of walked away from that feeling like, it could have been better. Well, you know?
I don't know. I really liked it.
I didn't care much for it. A couple of the hottest women I've ever seen in my life, though, were on that show, and I have no idea who they are, where they went, and when they'll be back, but I've seen some hotties on that show.
Watch the replay of the review of the reruns, and then just write down who's guest starring
Denise
on
Richards
there.
Was on it a couple times. I don't know.
She's got a man face.
Yeah, I don't
know.
No, she doesn't.
She
does. She's got a man face.
Oh, my goodness. I think she's beautiful. Wow.
Not so much. She's a man face.
Well,
what's worse is when a woman has man ash.
What is
man ash? Is where there's for some reason it looks like the back of a guy.
Gotcha.
A flat hairy pancake.
Yeah. That's not good. It needs to be a little something going on there. Yeah. You know? Anyways, let's take a look at your entertainment news there, Melissa. Try not to swear.
I'll try. Stalkers are usually no laughing matter, as we talked about. But it's hard not to find humor in Marsha William Burchell, a man who has written a 30-page book about his supposed affair with Jessica Simpson. Check out the title of this thing. The True Story of Jessica Ann Simpson's 22-month-long attempt to seduce a married man. Her very active, super-secret sex life. True Story, Jessica Simpson's Seduction of a Married Man.
That's a long
one.
Title.
Yeah, I know. I'm
like, so this guy is saying that Jessica Simpson was trying to seduce him.
Yeah.
And he wrote a book about it.
Yeah, that's the full title of this thing. This might be the best part of it all. The book costs a hefty $30. Burchell claims that all proceeds are going to the development of a revolutionary new electric car that will only cost $10,000 to buy and will, quote, make all gasoline-powered cars obsolete.
This guy is insane.
I can't even believe somebody that crazy can write a book.
And who's publishing this?
Well, let's see here.
That's crazy.
If there's one man that Jessica Simpson would actually stalk, I think it's Keebler.
Yeah, Keebler elves.
Oh.
That's about it.
The guy says, as for the why he wrote the book was not written to hurt her, but was written as my only way to heal emotionally from the severe trauma and pain that she put me through by her heartless, cruel treatment of me.
I'm pretty sure he has sustained some sort of pain, but I don't think it was from her.
Yeah, I doubt that either. But not surprisingly, Jessica's security team has a profile on this guy, and he's been bugging her for years. You can purchase it on Amazon.
Crazy.
Yes. Christina Aguilera has already signed on to do season 2 of The Voice. But yesterday, the website x17online.com claimed the producers were thinking of not bringing her back for a third season. A so-called source said she doesn't spend time with her contestants like she's supposed to. She doesn't participate. She spends most of her time on the set with her boyfriend. And they think that she's drinking on the job.
Wouldn't you?
Drink on the job, right?
I would.
An NBC rep denied this, saying there's absolutely no truth to the rumor. And then season 2 of The Voice premieres right after the Super Bowl. Have you ever watched The Voice?
Yeah, she looks like she's drinking gravy on the job.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
She's bloated.
Yeah, she's changed a lot. Dr. Phil didn't pay Casey... Voila. And now I'm doing a Jeffrey. Just kidding.
Oh, right.
Dr. Phil didn't pay Casey Anthony's parents for his interview, but he made a donation to their charity. Dr. Phil says he didn't pay for his interview with Cindy and George Anthony. The parents of Casey Anthony, but his production company did donate an unspecified amount to the charity. Yesterday on the Today Show, Dr. Phil said he was comfortable with the arrangement they made and doesn't think the Anthonys will take any of that money for themselves. Yes, they will.
If it's their charity, I'm sure they get themselves a hefty salary from it. There's a lot of people, even locally, somebody who I'm thinking of specifically but won't name, has this foundation. They're supposed to be doing stuff for kids, and it's all about him, just, you know, taking a big fat salary. I just hate when people do that kind of stuff. It should be against the law. It should be against the law that somebody just runs a charity and says, oh, and by the way, this is my huge paycheck. It's like, come on, if you can do something for charity, do it for charity. There should be some better, more stringent guidelines. You know, guidelines for how those charities are put together, because people get fooled by it. And they start to be like, oh, I'm giving money for kids, and it doesn't go to kids. There's one I'm going to talk about, I will mention, that's always kind of struck me as weird. Teen Challenge of Arizona. It doesn't do anything with teenagers. It does. It's a thing for grown-up drug addicts, which is fine. You want to do something for grown-up drug addicts? No problem. I'm all for helping out young drug addicts. But don't call it Teen Challenge, because then everybody thinks they're giving stuff for, oh, the teenagers.
Right.
I've always had a problem with that for like the last 20 years.
Well, I'm glad you said got that off your chest, Jeffrey.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad you allowed me to do that in this format. Thank you.
Undercover brother, say that five times fast. Superstar Eddie
undercover
Griffin.
Undercover brother.
Okay, smart Alec. Undercover brother, superstar Eddie Griffin walked into a Las Vegas chapel with his fiance on Thursday and paid $199 and got married. Really? Is Kat Von D wearing wigs because stress is causing her hair to fall out?
That's what they're saying, that she's losing hair over the whole thing. With stress.
Really?
Jesse James. I wonder what she does to cover up the embarrassment of him.
I don't know. I kind of think it was the opposite. Yeah. James Franco offered to buy some artwork that a 13-year-old fan made of him.
Oh, that's cool.
Aw, that's sweet. Jennifer Aniston's mother was rushed to the hospital after suffering a stroke over the weekend.
Bummer.
South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone say their Tony Award-winning musical, The Book of Mormon, will definitely be made into a movie, although it's still probably a few years off. Didn't they love the Canada movie? What was the other... What movie did they have? South Park movie with...
Basketball is all I remember.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of those guys. I never liked the cartoon, never liked anything they did.
I think South Park's kind of funny, but yeah, I can't watch it all the time.
No.
Holly Durst and Michael Stagliano took home the $250,000 prize on the Bachelor Pad finale last night. And Snooki just got a new tattoo. It's a big shoulder tattoo, and it features a crown with a heart, a cross, and a Hello Kitty bow.
Yeah.
Oh, Snooki. I was just in the Jersey Shore, and I swear, they could make a show out of everybody that lives there. It's just the most fascinating place to people watch. It's out of control.
I don't think I could ever go there, because you just feel like it would take months to wash the douchebag off you.
Yeah.
Megan Fox would like to nurture a fetus in her womb, but she's not ready yet. Not because of her age, she's 25, but because she's not financially ready. She says, I absolutely want biological children. I've always wanted kids. It's just about the timing. I've had it in mind about what about the money? How much do I want in the bank before I get started and protect my child's future? Really protect it so that the kid never struggles. Once I feel safe with that, then I'll have kids. She's a super mega star.
She's insane.
Seriously?
Well, look at her. Look who she married. Brian Austin Green. Nice guy. But seriously, you just married the lowest rung on the ladder of 90210 from the 80s. Okay? Yeah. Seriously, she needs help.
Okay.
I'll make a donation, though, if she wants.
Yeah, right?
Tonight, Late Night Talk Shows, Juliana Margulies is on. Oh, it's a repeat with Letterman. Conan O'Brien's got Roseanne Barr. Who's talking to her? What's going on with her?
She's got that new show, The Roseanne's Nuts.
What?
Really?
What is that?
She lives in Hawaii, and she is basically trying to start a charity to give out like free food to people that don't have food. It's actually a pretty interesting show to watch. It's kind of funny.
The free food she can't eat?
Yeah.
Right. Conan's also got Baron Vaughn on there. Let's see here. Tonight's show's got Ellen DeGeneres, and musical guest is Cobra Starship. Boy, I haven't heard from those guys since Snakes on a Plane. Jimmy Kimmel's got Emily Van Camp and Judge Judy, along with Stained. Ferguson's got James Woods, and let's see here. Fallon's got Will Arnett, and musical guest is Girls and John Pizzarelli. So there you go. Those are your late night talk shows. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got a Highway to Hell judgment call. More of the Daily Blender after this.
NBC 1260.
At CarMax, we know honesty is the key to providing great customer service. However, we also understand that there are times when you're better off not being honest. For instance, when your wife asks you how you like her new purple dress, you might want to refrain from saying it makes her look like an eggplant. But when a customer asks us to appraise their car, we know this calls for total honesty. Not only do our buyers have an offer ready in 30 minutes, you can have up to 7 days to think about it or walk away with payment in hand. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Call in and be a part of the show.
Are you serious?
We're having fun together, but it'll never be serious.
Give us a call, 480-423-1260.
Attention men. If Viagra or Cialis have failed, Summit Male Medical Center will succeed, guaranteed, every time. If you want to keep an erection for 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, or longer, 100 times out of 100 times, call Summit Male Medical Center. No surgery, just a simple, state-of-the-art, FDA-approved medication given to you by one of our licensed Arizona medical physicians. Summit Male Medical Center will solve your problem on the first visit. If they don't, it's free, guaranteed. If you want to get and keep an erection for 45 minutes, an hour, or longer, or if you suffer from premature ejaculation regardless of what medications or health problems you have, call 480-398-1000 and see why they have over 10,000 satisfied patients. Summit Male Medical Center. Call 480-398-1000. That's 480-398-1000.
We're making the overnights entertaining. Phil Hendry, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. right here on NBC 1260.
I went to sleep with a real big girl one time. She woke up before me. She put on my t-shirt and my underwear. She would walk into the restroom. Oh, waking up, looking at her, I thought he dying. I thought my spirit was leaving. Woo! Come back! Friend had a threesome. He was all happy, was all sad. I could never have a threesome. This is not a three body. Of the life body. Leave your shirt on body. This is a tell no body. If I ever get a chance for a threesome, I'm gonna have a meet girls. All right, listen up, ladies. One of you guys here might not get a...
What the hell do you think you're doing?
I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume.
I've got a better idea. Let's go play Swallow the Stuff Under the Sink.
This is the Daily Blender.
Minutes after the hour here on NBC 1260 and 96.1 FM. Yeah, so yeah, we're big fans too of Social Distortion. Yeah, Mike Rowe. Is Mike Rowe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to get that wrong. Mike Rowe, also not the same guy you know, Mike Rowe, you know, from the Dirty Job show.
Or no, it's not Mike. Oh, it's Mike Ness.
Yeah.
Really? Why do I say Mike Rowe?
That's the second time. Well, you did that a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Wow. I'm starting to catch Glenn Campbell's disorder. Well, that was rude. So, yeah, Mike Ness. Yeah. Can we get him on the show? It'd be great to have him just sit there and like sing and play in between each song.
He's a hell of a nice guy. I've met him before. I'm sure if I had his phone number, we could probably get him on.
Is he local?
Social D.
I know his mom lives here.
They come here quite a bit. I'm sure he probably has property here, but you know he's a rock star, so he's all over the place.
That is your thing. If you can get Mike Rowe to come in here and do our music for an entire show, well, even Mike Ness, I'll take either one.
We'll take either one, right?
Either the voiceover guy, because he also, Mike Rowe from the Dirty Jobs, does voiceover for Ghost Hunters.
Oh, I didn't
and other various shows. You'll hear his voice in the background a lot. So the guy makes bank. Now he's in like Lee Jeans commercials.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it's... Is it... The Dirty... I think it is Levi's. You're right.
No, it's Lee. Lee Jeans.
Lee Jeans.
Lee? Isn't that the same thing?
No, it's really not. So, but if you can get Mike Ness to come in here and play and sing and oh my God, that would be the show of the year. And you would probably save your job.
Oh, there's probably a little chance of that happening.
Was that out loud? Oh, geez. I'm sorry about that.
All these years, I thought Lee was just short for Levi's. I thought it was the same freaking
company.
Oh, no. No, you know, it was
Lee
kind
Jeans
of,
and Levi's. Totally separate. Fashion.
Were kind of a dork jean back in the day.
Yeah, a little bit.
When we were in high school, it was a dork jean. But now, I guess, people, it's like it's sort of becoming kind of cool.
I had Lee Jeans.
Bit. Did you?
Yeah.
You were a dork.
I must have been a little bit of
you
a dork.
You were kind of a dork.
That's all right.
Were you a dork in school?
Was I a dork?
Yeah, or were you?
No, I was actually one of the people that were...
Oh, my God.
I was friends with everyone.
Yeah. See, that's what I was, friends with everybody. And people would always do this. Tell me if they did this to you. Like I go and hang out with the smokers. Hey, man.
Yeah.
I go and hang out with the dorks. They're sitting in the hallway doing their homework.
The hoods.
Hey, what's going on, man? And they go hang out with the jocks. And they're like, hey. But they always did this. Why do you go hang out with us all the time? Why do you hang out with those jerks? I'm like, you know what? Because real life isn't going to be like this.
Exactly. We had a heads up in life.
I knew that then. And I like to hang out there. But you know what really shocked me was is that all groups were just as bad. The little dorks who were doing their homework in the hallway. And why don't you just hang out with us? Why do you have to hang out with them? They're just not even real. They're shallow. Like, well, what's really?
Cafeteria. Do you remember? I remember going to the cafeteria. There were actually places where everybody
No, I was pretty cool. I actually went off campus for lunch.
You're so funny. Oh, you had to hop around to different, you know, tables. At least I was a table hopper because I'm like, I got to spend time with them. Now I got to go spend time with them. Now I still do that.
Table to table. Yeah. Table
I hopper. Think I was a lunch lady hopper.
Yeah. That's probably.
That reminds me of Adam Sandler, the lunch lady.
Thrown out of school. I was like the Helen Keller of the social scene. I'd go over there and I'd go on to another table. That's just the way it works. Nice. All right. Today we have a highway to hell for you. It is a judgment call. And let's just get right to it before we run out of time. Every now and then somebody comes along and they do something so horrible, so heinous, so naughty, nasty, and just not right. They find themselves on a highway to hell. All right, and the judgment call, we have two for you. I'll start with this one here. It may not be on the driving test, but every driver should know that when you pass a speed trap, you flash your headlights at oncoming cars to let them know, hey, there's a cop back there, you know?
It's just common
courtesy, yes. Code of the road, if you will. And warning other drivers in some places is illegal. Like, you know, I don't know where, but I know it's okay to do it in New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, Virginia. Technically, it's legal in Massachusetts and Maryland, although cops have loopholes. They can still try to figure out a way to give you a ticket anyway. But anyway, I don't know about Arizona. I think it's okay here. But it is illegal in Florida. 2,400 drivers have been ticketed for doing it in the last 5 years, including 38-year-old Eric Campbell of Lando Lakes. It's a suburb of Tampa.
They make good butter.
Yeah, no, that's Minnesota. And Eric got ticketed for flashing his lights to warn drivers of police speed traps back in December of 2009. He fought the ticket and won when the court threw out the fine, but he wasn't done. He filed a class action lawsuit saying that flashing your lights is free speech. And he also pointed out there's no law banning it in Florida. So if Florida loses, they'll have to refund all the fines paid to all 2,400 drivers since they started giving tickets for it. So while waiting for the outcome, the state said, hey, let's not ticket people for that anymore. I think we might lose.
Right, yeah. How much is a fine, do you know? Did it say?
Nah, it doesn't say right here. But so the highway to hell on that would be cops who are ticketing people for flashing their lights to let other people know cops are coming.
How do you discern what a person's flashing their lights for? Maybe they thought they saw a cat in the road.
Is it supposed to be a deterrent to see? Well, you call me, you say, oh, well, there's a cop there. Well, we should remember to slow down. Is it a safety deterrent to having the police on the street, or are you just trying to make money? And the cops are giving tickets because somebody's messing with them, making money. If I see somebody flashing lights, you remember, oh, cop coming. Oh, how's my speed?
Yes.
That's a helpful thing.
Yeah.
So the cops should be like, well, thank you for that help.
Right.
So there's the first one on our judgment call. The next one is, this one should, I don't know, maybe it shouldn't even be a judgment call. I think for me, hands down,
get personally involved.
I don't want you guys to, change your vote one way or the other because of my very compelling and
gripping.
Argument in this case. Stores trying to get in the holiday shopping season that started even earlier than usual this year. Costco rolled out their Christmas merchandise September 1st.
Seriously?
Week before Labor Day. Still technically summer. Joann Fabric and AC Moore had holiday fabric stuff on the shelves in August.
So that upsets you, really? That they're
yes.
Well, because it's not even Halloween. I mean, I don't.
Home Depot rolls out their holiday trimmings next week. Kmart and Sears join the party on September 25th. By the end of the month, Walmart, JCPenney, they'll all have Christmas out there in the store. Remember the old days? It wasn't until the day after Thanksgiving that you saw one Christmas ornament.
I agree.
And now it's ridiculous. Ridiculously early. Most stores waited until mid-October last year, but more than one in three shoppers, including 42% of women, say they plan on having some of their Christmas shopping done by Halloween. Fine, go do your Christmas shopping, but that doesn't mean we don't have to have dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun in friggin' September, man.
I agree.
Yeah.
One store refusing to follow the trend is Nordstrom. They will wait till after Thanksgiving. You know what? Damn it. That's where I'm going to go buy my Christmas presents this year.
I love Nordstrom. They have the most class, the best customer service. Love it.
If you're in my life, you're getting something good this year.
Awesome.
Everything I get is going to be from Nordstrom.
Morris, we're going to get something good.
So now here's the other thing. What they're doing doesn't even matter because most people, I guess they did a poll, more people than ever are going to stay home and shop online. And nearly 3 out of 4 moms told the Tootsie Moms Shopping Report they plan to do their shopping on the computer. 82% of consumers say they plan to spend the same amount or less than last year, but there's going to be a lot of it online. So now they're hitting us with all this holiday crap early, and it doesn't do us any good. It doesn't do them any good. All it does is makes a lot of store employees even more bitter. There is nothing that'll make you more bitter than hearing da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da all season long.
Yeah,
they get in their car and they drive home at night.
I
know.
Christmas.
All right, so judgment call. Okay, what's worse? Police ticketing drivers for flashing their headlights to warn other drivers or stores bringing out the Christmas decorations too early? Morris?
Police.
The police flashing the bright ticket thingy, okay?
Or just police in general.
See, now, you can't do that. That's just personal. In this case, you have to consider the case.
Well, I still think they don't have a leg to stand on because they can't prove why flashing your lights.
In the first place. I agree with Morris. Like, I can't stand Christmas. That sounds horrible. Mm. But I have to agree with Morris.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll make it unanimous. Yes, I think the highway to hell is more towards the cops giving tickets for flashing tickets. But you know what? It's time once again. I'm going to make an emperor's decree.
Ooh.
Someday I will be emperor.
Yesterday?
The people are going to lift me up and make me emperor, and I'll solve all of our problems pretty damn quick. All you need is a red pen and some common sense. But some of these ideas, you know, will become law. Some are for me, some are for you, you know, for the people. But this one is for everybody.
Oh, this is great.
When I am emperor, no Christmas decorations will be allowed out on the shelves, out in the stores. You won't even be able to see the word Christmas or holidays or anything until the day after Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Anybody who is caught doing it earlier than that, the entire store, after being evacuated, I am a nice guy, Emperor. I'm going to go in there with a flamethrower, and I'm taking the whole place out.
Or some firecrackers.
Why would I want firecrackers when I got a big honking flamethrower?
I don't know.
You're such a girl.
I know. I embrace
okay,
it.
I'll tell you what. If you're around when I'm emperor.
Yes.
You can throw in a couple M80s.
Cool.
Boom, boom. And then I'm going in with a flamethrower.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for sharing.
It could be like a SWAT team thing where you throw in a stun grenade.
Right.
In case there's anyone left in there. And then I will flamethrow the entire building to the ground. And if you're a chain, God help you.
Now, when is it too early to start turning on the Christmas lights? Because some people just leave them up all year.
If they're white, I say all year, right?
I'm okay with leaving them up all year, but don't you turn them on
until after Thanksgiving.
To the day after Thanksgiving. I'll tell you what. On Christmas lights, you can turn them on Thanksgiving evening. I'll allow that.
Do you guys put a tree up today, like Thanksgiving? That's early, I think. I have family and friends that will put a Christmas tree up.
Day after Thanksgiving, tree up is, I think, fine. Although, if it's a real tree, you got to be real careful, because then by a month later, it's like,
yeah.
I won't need to bring the flamethrower.
Exactly.
Got to be careful with that.
Taken out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So there you go. There we have our judgment call. I have made another decree that, I think that most people, don't you think, are going to be on my side on that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah.
Don't want to get hit with Christmas so early. It's hard enough. When I was a DJ on a radio station, wow, did I hate Christmas music. Could you hear it over and over and over? Because let's face it, there's only so many Christmas songs. Even if it's done by, look, Michael Bolton does the same song. Oh, look, she does the same song. Drive you crazy.
I know. So, it's supposed to be a great holiday, but it stresses people out.
Yeah. We need to maybe do a charity for DJs.
Okay.
More of the Daily Blender is on the way.
NBC 1260 is KBSZ, Apache Junction.
Also operates on translator K241BQ at 96.1 FM.